Well, guys, it's great to have Dr. Kirk Elliott back with us today. It's just amazing that he would take the time to even have a conversation with us. It's how much he loves all of you. And it's absolutely brilliant how he's provided such great service for everyone in his team. You can go in the description box below, andweknow.com/gold, and reach out to him yourself and have great conversations. And they'll work with you on your finances and more, especially when you're talking about precious metals, bringing them over. It's been absolutely amazing. We've got a lot to go over with today, especially in this new year. We've had some great victories. I've talked about those a lot. The WEF pretty much had a lot of folks go over there and let them have it. We saw that. And we also saw a great win in Iowa. And in the midst of that win, we wanted to go straight to this particular post here where Rachel Maddow basically shows us what the media is all about in censoring us.
Interject, sorry. I'm sorry, I just have to do a little bit of business just for a second. At this point in the evening, the projected winner of the Iowa caucuses has just started giving his victory speech. We will keep an eye on that as it happens. We will let you know if there's any news made in that speech, if there's anything noteworthy, something substantive and important. The reason I'm saying this is, of course, there is a reason that we and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is not a decision that we relish. It is a decision that we regularly revisit. And honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision. But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things.
So there we go. Something they threw at us right away. They always try to take away our victory. And it's really sad, the things that we see when it goes in that area. But we're winning. They're in panic mode, and the world elites are in panic. And they're even talking about Yuval Harari actually came out and said if President Trump steps back in, the global order will pretty much be destroyed.
I mean, it exposes their agenda, LT. And when I saw that, it was very disheartening. But yet sort of exciting at the same time. So let me explain why I think that. So this is why shows like yours here is so incredibly important, so people can actually hear truth. Mm-hmm. You know, what's news supposed to be? It's supposed to be, okay, show two opposing views, let people decide what they want to believe, right? So what Rachel Maddow said was, we're going to filter it. We're not going to allow unfiltered conversation from former President Trump. We are going to decide what you hear and what you don't, right? And then the bogus comment of this is a really hard decision for our network. It wasn't hard for them. They can't stand President Trump. They can't stand him, right? So it was an easy decision for them. But for anybody to think that any of the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, any of them, ABC, NBC, to think that they are actually getting news is insane to me.
Yeah.
I mean, because she just exposed their agenda. They are not going to actually even air anybody's opposing views to their own ideology. So mm-hmm. They don't want people to hear it and decide on their own. They're just going to spoon feed us exactly what they want to hear. Right. And, you know, Harari's statement of this just shows you how scared they really are that a Trump victory will actually destroy the global order. Good.
That's right.
I mean, the global order needs to be destroyed. I know that you've been covering this quite a bit on other shows that you've been doing, but there's that guy that was speaking at the World Economic Forum, and I don't know why they let him on stage, but he was talking to one of their big business leaders, political leaders. I don't know who the gentleman was, but then he goes down the road of basically, this is my paraphrase. You guys are evil.
Yep.
You know, what you're doing to the world is awful. And most, you know, there's probably a large handful of you in this room that are Epstein clients and on that list. And then it goes dark, right? It says broadcast interrupted and never came back.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Wow. You know, it's like, I don't know how that guy made it out of there, right? But or how he even got on stage, but yet he aired his view of what's probably truth. I mean, and they don't want anybody to hear it. They do not want their evil to be exposed. But you know what? God's got a different plan for the world. Truth always prevails. Light always casts out darkness. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible. It's impossible for darkness to exist when there's light in the room. Even if you were to go into a pitch black room, LT, and have just a candle, what happens? It's like, man, you can actually start to see quite a bit.
That's
just
right.
With a candle. Imagine a whole global populace of people that are seeking truth that ultimately find it and realize we've been lied to all these years. I mean, even the whole vaccine garbage.
Yep.
And the new pandemic that's coming that they're talking about. I mean, this is what they're probably talking about at the World Economic Forum is, A, how can we control the populace? They're probably talking about central bank digital currency, new money system. Yep. And what kind of a pandemic are we going to have this year that will cause people to want what we're trying to spoon feed them, right? To restrict all of our freedoms. Well, even in Colorado this week, I was seeing a ton of new news coming out, how the University of Colorado Medical System has all these doctors that have willingly given themselves the new live Ebola vaccine. It's like Ebola, a hemorrhagic fever. What? Right. And so is this what they're preparing for? Because people around the world have almost become desensitized to COVID. It's like, oh, we've been there, done that. We had shelter in place laws. We've had travel restrictions. We've had companies that shut down. And yet we're still here. It hurt the economy really, really bad. Mom and pop businesses, a lot of them still aren't in business. They had to go out of business because of this horrible stuff, right? So what comes next? Something worse than COVID. And in this article that I read about Colorado and the stupid Ebola vaccine,
yep.
is that next? And the new thing that they were talking about is immunize Colorado. It's like, what? This is bonkers. So you create something that's so bad, so scary that somebody who would want live Ebola in their system. I mean, that's what any vaccine should be,
yeah.
is a small amount of the real thing. So your body builds up antibodies to it. But who knows what's in these vaccines? I mean, this is the bad part. And Ebola is not an issue yet. Are they making it an issue? I don't know. Just like they're making an issue out of banking crisis. They're making an issue out of the election. They're trying to take away truth and reality, a way to actually create their own reality. And so this is the part where I was so disheartened by Rachel Maddow's comments, but part of me got excited in the sense of you go one step too far and the world wakes up and they say, we've been lied to for so long. There's no way that we're going to allow this to happen. We're no way we're going down this road again.
That's right. It's been happening quite a bit. And I even touched on some smaller items about Hollywood and their ilk and the things that are going on there, just with one of the comedians I'd never heard of until 2 weeks ago. Cat Williams got almost 60, 70 million views on a video he did, interview he did, where he was exposing what they have to do in order to become famous there. And he's reaching a group that a lot of folks will not pay attention to podcasts like this or go out and try to find truth or stuff or go to church or whatever, because he was quoting Bible verses too. I was in shock. And so anyway, we've seen a lot of exposure this year. And the other positive thing is some things that you brought up on the positive side with gold and silver. I think that we're going to show this real quick for you. From dystopia to utopia in gold and silver.
Yeah, this is really exciting. I mean, this is more good news. So I get a lot of feedback, you know, people saying, Kirk, you're talking with LT and you know, how great gold and silver are. And it still hasn't moved the way that you're talking it's going to move. It's like, oh, yes, it hasn't, but it will. Right. Mm-hmm. This is the thing, like Silicon Valley Bank. Let's put it back into that. Would you, if you had deposits at Silicon Valley Bank and you knew that there was a storm coming and yet you didn't take your money out, pulled your deposits out, well, what? Then shame on you, because your money, basically the day after they closed down, you didn't get access to any of it, right? It's gone. So this is where, when we know that there's a storm coming, there's a financial storm, there's a political storm, there's an economic storm, truth is being withheld you know, and people's opinions on faith, people's opinions on politics are being silenced. You know, even like interviewing, I think it was the quarterback of the Houston Texans, CJ Stroud. So, right. You know, after a game, you know, you always interview the winning quarterback or whatever. And he was giving thanks to Jesus, and it was exposed. They redid the video and rebroadcast to take out all of the Jesus comments. Mm-hmm. And they actually posted some other, you know, interview answer that he had given before at some other time. They do not want truth exposed. So here's where the banks in this article that you just had on your screen, it's like, okay, why has gold and silver not gone through the roof when fundamentally everything points to it should go through the roof?
Right.
It because when you've got the unsustainable debt, the inflationary pressures, the political chaos, the geopolitical conflict, everything that causes gold and silver to go up are there. And it's not like they're not performing. I mean, gold was up 17% last year. That's not chump change. That's amazing. But this article talks about in the last week, just the last week, the net short positions on silver by the big banks was down 50%. They eliminated 50% of their short positions in 1 week.
Mm.
So what if they do that same pace for the next week? Well, then all short positions will be gone. When all the short positions are gone, I equate that to the manipulation in the markets. Because why do banks short silver, for example? Well, because like we'll use JP Morgan Chase. They are the custodian of the physical assets behind SLV, the silver ETF, so mm-hmm. that's owned by BlackRock. So when BlackRock gives gold or gives JP Morgan Chase the order, it's like, hey, you've got to buy 10 million ounces of silver because we have these shares that we have to cover. And so what does JP Morgan do? They issue short contracts to drive the price down so they can buy that physical silver at a lower price. Then right. That creates more demand. Then the price gets high again. They say, oh, we have to make another order for all these silver shares because people are going into the silver ETF. That drives the price down. Then they buy up more physical silver. That causes the price to go up. This is the vicious cycle. Well, for some reason, which we don't necessarily know, I think that they have to actually cover their short positions because they're losing money hand over fist. And if you own a short position and the price of silver goes up, you lose money in multiples, not dollar for dollar, but like leveraged losses. So the fact that they're getting rid of their short positions fast, 50% of all net short positions gone in the last week, that tells us what? That A, gold and silver are about to soar, but B, they're going to soar without the manipulation of driving the price down artificially through issuing short contracts, because the short contracts are being eliminated like quickly. Huh. So this is where I get really excited, because we've been helping a lot of people for a long time, LT. I mean, we've been doing show after show after show, getting people out of the path of the hurricane into tangible assets that will grow, that will thrive, that's real, that's tangible, that allows you to not be a digital slave in their digital world, right? And so the fact that it hasn't gone through the roof, but it will, shouldn't deter anybody. I would say at these prices, allocate as much as you can, because these numbers are crazy insane. To eliminate all net short, 50% of all the net short positions in 1 week is a big deal, right? So this is where it's exciting moving forward. And this week, my executive team and I went to Texas. We went to go visit the depository where our clients are storing their silver and gold, whether it's an IRA or non-IRA storage. You know, we went down there, we toured it, met with the ownership, and I got to go into the vault, right, which isn't open to the public, right? But I got to go in and just seeing the floor to ceiling, you know, pallet after pallet of 1,000-ounce bars, 100-ounce bars, down farther than I could actually throw a baseball. I mean, this is a big vault, right? So I'm thinking, it's like, okay, this isn't ounces of silver that we've allocated into clients' accounts. The way that I looked at it is, these are people's lives that we're touching. Every one of those ounces represents a person who has gotten out of harm's way. And I started to get emotional, and I'm a crier to begin with, right? But I was looking at that, I got tears in my eyes. It's like, this is a lot of people. This is a lot of wealth that they've safeguarded. And it's like, and that was just our room pretty much at the depository. And I'm looking at that, I was like, oh my goodness, these are all of our clients' wealth. And it's amazing. And we continue to grow and we continue to help people. And every one of those bars, every one of those ounces in those bars represents to me people who have gotten out of the path of the hurricane. They've exchanged their paper assets for something that's real. And it's going to save their bacon in a time where the World Economic Forum is meeting this week, you know, to do what? What are they doing when they meet, right? It's not like they've got these clandestine shadows and code words and everything. I mean, they're actually not hiding behind any of their rhetoric anymore. They're actually just saying what they're going to do. They have for years now, because their arrogance and their smugness and they think that they can control every aspect of people's lives. So what are they talking about? The new pandemic that's going to be unleashed. What is it? Ebola? I mean, Colorado is getting prepped for that with a stupid Ebola vaccine. Is it a change in money supply and monetary system globally, which they're probably talking about that? But they don't hide it. I mean, you can look at everything that we've talked about for the last half a year. Bank for International Settlements decrees, Federal Reserve decrees, International Monetary Fund, European Central Bank, all of their plans that they have in place. And we've talked about and exposed U.S. patents, you know, from like Visa, that says we are going to change to a digital monetary system. And every one of those digital currency units that's created, we are going to pull paper money out of the system dollar for dollar, right? So this tells us what they're doing. They're bragging about it. And you know what? We don't have to speculate as to what they're going to do. We don't have to have weird opinions of what they're going to do, because they tell us it's no longer an opinion. We're just reporting the facts, unlike Rachel Maddow, who says, we're not going to report facts anymore. We're only going to spoon feed you what we want you to hear. Right. So here's where I think the battle is getting intense, right? They're trying to silence any truth, which tells us they're scared when they won't even air any of Trump's comments because they're scared, right? They don't want any opposing voice to even speak, because then people are going to have to decide, are they telling the truth? Are they telling lies? They don't want people. They want everybody to assume that only Trump is telling lies, and they're this amazing benevolent organization who's going to monitor everything that's said so we only hear the truth. I don't believe that for a second. Nobody should, because they have been lying for a long time.
Yep.
They don't want any truth now to be even exposed on mainstream media, which tells me that they're scared. The battle is at hand, right? And somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. This is where the stock market, I believe, probably is going to continue to kind of ratchet up a little bit, would be my guess, because of all the stimulus money going in. They don't want people to know that their system is so broken, so they're going to use funny money to actually keep it funded for a short period of time. But the fact that banks have cut 50% of their short positions tells me a whole nother story in silver. That tells me that they think gold and silver are going to go through the roof. They've got to get rid of their short positions, or else they don't lose money dollar for dollar. They lose money probably leveraged 20-1, which means a 5% move in the wrong direction, like a 5% move up, when they have short positions, is a 100% loss of capital, because 5 times 20, if it's leverage times 20, they can't afford that. So I think they're getting out of Dodge. I think they're jumping ship, and they're going to then have to face the music of people actually want gold and silver.
Right.
Like they don't want what we're giving them, but they're going to have to address that and jump that hurdle when it comes up.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you're bringing up a lot of numbers. We saw this prediction from Zero Hedge 2024 prediction consensus, and on the bottom right, one of those was 2.5 to 3% global GDP growth And you said that was a pretty big number, an important number to look at, and why?
Well, it's huge. So when you look at inflation, you know, back in 1983, inflation was 14.3%, and they had to raise interest rates to 18 to slow that down, right? Because the only way that interest rates slow down inflation is if interest rates are greater than the inflation rate. But in 1996, Clinton changed the way they measure inflation. They understated it a lot. So now we're seeing these stupid numbers of like 3.5%, 4%, whatever. That's not reality. Our wallets tell us that's not reality, but so did Clinton. Clinton told us that's not reality because of the artificial adjustments to lower it for political reasons. What were the political reasons? They didn't want all these government expenditures going out for cost of living increases. He was trying to save the government money. And what a better way to do it than to stick it to the American public who voted for him, say, well, we're just going to understate inflation so we can pay you less. Well, that's not nice. That's just foul, right? So when they say that global GDP, what's the number on that? 3.5%?
Yeah, 2.5 to 3%.
Okay. So let's say 3%. We'll just give them the benefit of the doubt that it's growing at 3%. Well, inflation unofficially is at 15% plus. This is what I did my dissertation on, one of them. I developed a new methodology for measuring inflation. And with inflation at those numbers, we're sitting at around 15% unofficial inflation. So What is gross domestic product? GDP is the measurement of all the stuff that we're buying at current retail prices, which means if inflation's hovering at 15%, gross domestic product should be growing at 15% too, because right. It's a reflection of everything that we're buying at retail prices. Well, it's not. Even their own measurements is GDP is growing by 3%. Inflation's at 14% or 15%, which means what? That's a huge, massive global economic recession depression that's not keeping up with inflation, not just by a little, but by a lot. Because at 3%, to get to actual unofficial inflation at 15, that's a factor of 5 times greater. So the global economy is lagging inflation by a factor of 5x. That's what that number tells me. So the global economy is really, really sick. If it's not keeping up with inflation, that means it's shrinking. And it's not shrinking. It's not like it's at 14.3% and inflation's at 15. I mean, truly, unofficial inflation's at 15 and they're saying 3%. That's a massive difference. Right. Total global economic slowdown. Now, here's the key consideration. How do governments get out of that? They either have to lower interest rates to stimulate the economy, or they print their way out of it. And they're like, okay, if we print it, there's going to be money for people to spend. Let's do that. See, I don't think for a second that they are going to actually lower interest rates because they can't. See, they've gotten themselves into between a rock and a hard place. Because if you keep lowering interest rates when inflation is persisting, there is no slowdown to the inflation. They took it away. So inflation is going to grow even quicker. They don't want that. But The only other thing to do is stop printing money, right? Well, they're not going to do that either, because that would put us into a global recession/depression like immediately. So therefore, I think that they're going to take that lesser evil kind of a thing, like on your pocketbook, which is let's just inflate or die. We don't want the system to fall under our watch. Let's just inflate, because if we have to raise interest rates, everyone sees that immediately. If you just keep printing money, people think, why does my money not go as far when I'm buying groceries? Why is gas getting so expensive? Well, it's all these like lingering questions of why people don't understand. The why is because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow, where if you raise taxes, you raise interest rates, that's an immediate thing to anybody that pays bills, right? So therefore, I think they're going to continue to print like there's no tomorrow. The inflationary pressures will not stop or even slow down. And LT, like we've talked about in previous weeks, this is all happening during an election year. And when there's a crisis, an economic crisis, especially, I think it was Bill Clinton that said, hey, it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets, right? They have to actually pretend that they're winning this game but they're not. Bidenomics absolutely stinks.
Yep.
Right? And they know it, which is why MSNBC is silencing any kind of Trump comments.
Yeah, and we also had, when you're talking about censoring, just real quick, as I wanted to show this one also that we talked about earlier. Right here, we had the advocates outraged that feds are asking the banks to search customers' religious text purchases. So they're going in and saying, look, do a search for religious texts term. We want to search those customers in your banking system. And that that's pretty alarming. I mean, they're coming after you. They're censoring you on if you follow. If you're a Christian and you want to make a comment on TV, they censor you there. If our president that we love, they talk about the evangelical. They were shocked last week because the evangelicals came out in droves to support President Trump. And they basically, it seems like there's this continued attack over conservatives, those who follow Christ as their savior. There's just an all-out assault on us at all angles heading into this election.
Well, that article there is actually proof, LT, of everything we've been talking about with central bank digital currency, digital money, your digital social profile, your social credit score is going to divorce you from your money in your bank accounts, right? So now based on religious texts, they're going to say, all right, let's investigate these people because their ideology doesn't match up with ours, which gives us the justification based on Bank for International Settlements, Project Aurora, Project Icebreaker, real-time data monitoring, and the ability by their own decree, by their own administrative rulings, to disallow bank wires from bank to bank if your ideology doesn't match up. This is part of the real-time data collection to separate you from your money based on your ideology. Mm. And it's right there, right in front of us, on the screen as we talk.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that we just bring up one more time the fact that gold and silver are kind of the place to go, especially with the banking attacks, the attacks on all of our freedoms, the censorship and more. I mean, briefly, we just wanted to share that someone has been posing as me, somebody's been posing as you and making all kinds of fake comments or lies that they're actually posing as LT. And so many are concerned about that, and then share why it's important to actually bring your retirement funds over to gold and silver.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a cybersecurity firm, you know, kind of sifting through the internet. There's at least 11 people. I don't even know if they're people there from other countries pretending to be me. Will misspell my name, 2 L's and 1 T, 1 L and 2 T's, 1 L and 1 T. And then go in chat rooms, like the comments under these videos and say, oh, I mean, say amazing stuff about us, right? So, oh, wow, this Dr. Kirk and LT, the comments were amazing. I did business with them, but they're so busy that you're going to have to wait a while. But I talked to Dr. Kirk and he gave me his private email account and, you know, address and a special phone number where you can call in and instead of 8%, we'll give you 1% because you're part of the show. It's like, don't fall for that stuff. A, I would never give out my email address, personal one. And B, we have one phone number, 1-720-605-3900. We have one way to reach out to us, andweknow.com/gold. That's it. So call us or go to that form. Anybody else is not us. Like literally, I've got like 11 people that we found so far that are pretending to be me. First time this week, we found somebody that was pretending to be you, saying, "This Dr. Kirk guy that you know, we're basically deciding we don't like him anymore." And LT is now promoting cryptocurrency and not gold and silver. Saying, "Okay, then why would you have me on the show?" Right? It's like this is insane. People are pretending to be us, but don't fall for it. Right? Do not fall for it because. To me, this is the only way to actually protect and preserve and to grow and thrive in a world where our freedoms are being restricted. It's not through paper. It's not through something digital, right? It's through tangible assets. And so those two methods of reaching out to us, our phone number, 720-605-3900 and say LT sent you, or go to andweknow.com/gold. If it's not those two, It's phony baloney, right? And I don't want you to get ripped off by some scammer from China pretending to be us, right? And getting false bank wire information or whatever they're doing, right? That's not us. But here's where we're making a huge difference in people's lives, and evil people will do evil things to stop that. And when you look at what gold has done, 17% last year, silver, you know, with even with the manipulation, has done really well over the last few years. Over the last 20 years, the results are amazing. Like from $4.50 to $23 an ounce. That's incredible over that span. Right. But here's where, when we just, when the, how we started the show with that article that talked about 50% of the short positions being eliminated in 1 week, it's like, I would get in now. I would make sure that you're early rather than a day late, because a day late might be too late.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we really appreciate you coming on again, Dr. Elliott. These weekly updates are absolutely amazing. We did touch on a number of things today. The biggest one, of course, that I'm excited about is just the WEF finally having folks go in there and let them have it. One of them is the Argentinian president, and there was another guy from a bank, I forgot his name, but he went in there and let them have it too. And their fear is there. They sense that something's going on. So definitely want to look at the positive this year, see how some of the things are playing out, especially with the fear panic mode that's happening that we haven't seen in a number of years. And I just have a great feeling about how this year plays out for all of us. So remember, folks, you can go to amweknow.com/gold. You can reach out to Dr. Elliott and his team at any time, and they'll get back with you within 24 to 72 hours after that reach out. So thanks again, Dr. Elliott, for joining us. We're looking forward to talking to you again soon.
It's my pleasure. We'll see you.